The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Richard Reese and Nick got a dope podcast. You recorded a new one with Petey, right?
Yes. But it should be up at some point soon.
Some point soon. All right. What was the album?
Did you play we listened to Sound and Fury, the new Sturgill Simpson album.
Got it.
Oh.
And you talk over
that? Album's wicked. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we talked over it. Yeah, because if we weren't talking over it, they wouldn't be able to put it on iTunes. So we have to make sure somebody...
Okay.
Sometimes if you're like, you could get pretty baked.
What in-depth conversation do you and Richard and Petey have?
Oh, nothing went in-depth.
Okay. Does it drift?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of drifting. And then there's sometimes, too, like that album's... I love that album. And
that's a band you saw on Red Rocks, right?
No, that was Jason Isbell.
Oh, that's
this
right.
Guy's kind of in the same
Got it.
Sphere
yeah.
as him. But he puts out... This album's more... It's like... Really, like more like classic rock inspired. It's not like
Got
country,
it.
But the music's so good, and we catch ourselves just like listening to it. And like, you have to talk like once every 20, 30 seconds, or it's not gonna.
Yeah, it works.
They won't put it up.
They won't put it up. Okay.
Oh, copyright.
Well, yeah.
You're talking over it's fine.
Yeah, I think
there's no copyright infringement if you talk over it.
It's probably not fine with the artist. Dude, shut up. Let me hear,
man,
hear
my music. I hope they have some sort of AI at iTunes that there's not an actual person that has to sit and listen to those every time.
Oh, my God.
And go, no, that was 30 seconds.
Another dope podcast up. Who's going to volunteer for that?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Intern. Josh Blue, Funny Bone this weekend. He'll be on the show with us on Friday. And comedian Jamie Kennedy is going to also phone the program on Friday. It's only Wednesday, Nick.
Yes.
Change it around once in a while.
We are celebrating National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day.
Now, but I take your mom. That's whoever your mom is.
Good luck.
I'll take your mom to lunch day.
And she'll be ticked, right?
Yeah. Mom doesn't eat much these days. So that'd be a cheap date.
I wasn't talking to you.
We're also celebrating.
I meant the royal you.
Well, only mom we can take to lunch is your mom, puss.
Yeah, Nick's mom.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's me and Craig. We're both available, so we can double date Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Take both their moms out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Todd's mom we can't take out.
No. We're also celebrating
not eat much these days.
National Bosses Day.
I love the Todd's dead mom jokes from Todd are some of the
from
best
Todd.
Some of the best material coming out of the show recently. Because I love how it makes people squeam.
And
not us, because we get it.
And I perhaps this is a poor time to mention a Deadpool alert.
No, it's not.
Never a poor time.
Well, Eddie's flying to Germany, right? Eddie Van Halen flying to Germany now?
Yeah, we mentioned that.
When you fly to Germany, that's where Farrah flew for ass cancer and didn't come. Yeah, she came back dead. I don't think she died there. But
this is an age-related Deadpool alert.
Old people.
Yes. Angela Lansbury is 94.
Yeah, but I saw a tweet. She said she's rocking it.
All right.
But 94 is not,
just saying.
Not young.
She's 94.
All right.
Did you see Jennifer Aniston get on the Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
She, I saw that.
She broke the internet.
What'd she do? Oh, she just added Instagram? She never was on it?
Yeah, she'd never been on Instagram. She got on. First thing she posted was a friends reunion selfie with all six of them.
Oh, I saw that. And it probably, 6 zillion followers right away?
Probably. Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty good debut picture.
Yeah.
It will get you going.
Oh, yeah. Plus, she's sure. Jennifer Aniston.
Good start. Doing a reunion show or going out to dinner or something?
She read an article. She wrote something. I didn't read the article because when it says about not doing something, I'm not interested. And she said there will not be a Friends movie. So.
Good.
Yeah, I don't think they would. I don't know what they'd do with that. I mean, we'd all watch it. I love the show Friends, but it doesn't mean it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has 8 million followers now on Instagram.
Wow.
And one post.
Good God.
In a couple of days.
Yeah.
Well, one post. Is it just the one post that
one
she's done?
One post. I'm looking at it right here. One picture. She has 8 million followers.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
That's the entire content of her Instagram, is that picture.
Yes. Yeah.
And she's still single, man.
No, she's single again.
I know, but still.
Yeah,
I blame her.
Not for long.
Yeah,
now.
That sounds like her fault.
She's on Instagram.
Regular.
That'll fix
yeah,
that.
Yeah, regular guys don't have a shot at that.
No, what would you even say?
I don't know what you'd say.
So, well, you're super hot and rich.
And I'm not.
Yeah.
And talented.
And if you're tired of dating people that are super hot and rich.
And talented.
And talented. I'm your guy.
You're looking to switch it up a little bit? But
looking to switch it up a bit? I'll move in, hang out.
Yeah, that Brad Pitt thing didn't work out. How about a 180?
Well, and also Justin Theroux, who's just, talented, rich guy.
I am everything they're not.
Yeah.
Like, you want me to mow the lawn? Yeah. Like, somebody does that. Like, I have nothing to offer.
Yeah, I got nothing. I'll sit in the couch.
Even the mowing the lawn thing, I'm not great at, but I'll do it.
Yeah. You want me to get drunk and sit on your couch? I can do that.
Yeah. Where's the booze?
Make sloppy love to you once, whenever you want it, and fall asleep.
I got a bottle
Watch
of
me
that,
snore.
Screwball. Would you like to try some of that?
Nothing. Nothing. The most famous woman in the world. One of them. Nothing. You got nothing, Craig.
Nothing.
And it's obvious that I've been digging her for years.
Oh.
But a lot of guys have dug her for years.
No,
I get it. What do you got?
No, no. What is the thing that women value most in a mate?
Listening.
Apathy? Oh,
listening. Sense of humor.
They like a guy who makes them laugh.
There you go. Make her laugh and she's yours.
Justin Theroux wrote the screenplay for the Tom Cruise when he played the... Manager.
Bachelor Party.
No.
Tropic Thunder?
Yeah, he wrote the screenplay for that. Justin Theroux is a very funny guy, besides a great actor.
Well, maybe on paper.
Yeah. And ripped with tattoos and good looking.
Yeah, but none of that stuff. That stuff's not funny, though.
Yeah. Obviously.
Being ripped and tattooed.
No, that's not
funny. Yeah.
They say that women want you to listen. That's the most important thing a guy should do is listen.
No, I
don't know what to do. What are you going to do to get women?
They want to laugh. And laugh.
And where's the booze?
Yeah, I bet Jen's,
that I'll listen to.
Yeah. I bet Jen's been thinking for so long. If I could only find a schlubby guy who had a great sense of humor.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Long as you're hilarious,
you're crawling in bed with Jennifer Aniston.
You got a shot.
With calves smoother than hers.
Yeah. Like, hey, we should hang out. Why? It'd be funny.
People would laugh at you because you're with me.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Us going out together.
At least you don't hear her whining about it.
No.
You know, you hear Jennifer Lawrence, Charlize Theron.
Oh, yeah, it's her more than anybody, right.
Just whining that you can't find
guys. Don't ask me.
I can't find guys to ask me. But shut up.
Shut up.
Are they answering a question?
No. Charlize Theron said a few times.
Yeah.
Nobody ever asked me out.
And she's not answering your question.
Because who's going to ask you out?
She seems to be just volunteering it out of nowhere.
I can see Duke just being so intimidated.
Yeah, you're not going to ask her out. Yeah.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, and I'm sure after she said that, some guys got a little brave, and I'm sure they got shot down.
Well, guys actually are out there in L.A. doing that sort of career, meeting at parties somewhere. Hey, you want to go do something? No, thank you.
They're not funny enough.
Yeah.
You want some of this blow?
If only they were funnier. I'm sure she'd just dive right in.
What was it was Kirsten Shaw in her stand-up.
What's she talking about?
Like man with a sense of humor. A sense of humor about their big penis.
Was it her? It's a great joke.
That's awesome.
It's a great joke.
I do remember that one.
Yeah.
She's funny.
Nick wrote that for her.
She is.
No, he didn't. I love that joke. Sense of humor. And I don't think she says the word penis.
No, no, I don't think
she
so.
Used the, she used the other
she
word
She uses
for
the
that.
Slang.
Yeah, she does.
Which makes it even funnier.
That is a great joke.
Pharrell Williams talked with GQ for their new...
That the Arby's hat guy, right?
Yeah.
The Arby's hat.
It's what it is, man. It's the Arby's hat, man.
It could be that or the guy in the yellow hat. Is that
no,
right?
The yellow hat was more rounded. The Arby's hat had that dent in it, like this guy's hat.
Right. The man in the yellow hat was yellow.
Yellow. Good point, Puss. No, you're curious, George.
Well, Arby's hats aren't brown.
On the sign they're brown, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah, they are brown. Yeah.
He looks like a floating
Arby's. I drive past the Arby's every day on the way home from work.
Yeah.
Every freaking day.
Which means you don't look at it ever again.
And today I will. No, I won't. I'll forget.
Exactly.
And it's like a half hour from now.
I think the Arby's hat is shaped a little differently than Pharrell's.
But still, it was called the Arby's hat.
It's pretty close.
It's pretty damn close.
He was talking with GQ for their new masculinity issue to discuss the controversy behind his hit song and Robin Thicke's song, Blurred Lines.
They ripped off. They got sued and lost, right?
Yeah, but that's not the controversy that they're talking
it's
about.
It's about masculinity, right?
It's about racy lyrics and the video. He says, Pharrell says he's now embarrassed by elements of the song and said he would never write or sing that song and some of his other old songs today just because they are outdated. For instance, the Blurred Lines, he says it was criticized as encouraging rape culture with song lyrics like, I know you want it.
I'd have to know the words to that song.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Okay. I know you want it is one of the things that they are
I know
complaining
you want it,
about.
But that's consensual, isn't it?
No.
What do you mean?
Not necessarily.
It depends on
if
how
he
you
really
says
knows
that
wants
he
it.
Acknowledged that the language was harmful and often used to hurt women. He said he realized that there's men that use that same language when taking advantage of a woman, and it doesn't matter that that's not his behavior or the way he thinks about things. It just matters how it affects women. He says it doesn't matter what his intentions were when writing the song. It's how the lyrics made women feel. He did not realize that we live in a chauvinist culture in our country. He did not realize that some of his songs cater to that, and just the lyric, I know you want it, is enough to bring that up for him.
Well, that's overly apologetic.
Yeah, it is.
I think.
It's just a song.
Yeah. You're taking yourself a little too seriously.
I think so,
there.
Too. And you're thinking everybody's taking you too seriously.
Well,
too.
Enough people were. I mean, we may not have heard about it, but he certainly did.
What did Robin Thicke have to say about it? He's like, well, you won it, right?
They had topless women in the video.
Yeah.
In the video.
I didn't really pay attention to the
consensual
lyrics.
Consensual topless women in the video. Emily Ratajkowski is where we saw her first boobs. She was topless in that video, so I know you want it.
And she's hated that ever since.
Yeah, well, made her a star. A bigger star than she already was.
Oh, yeah, that video is the bane of her existence.
But I got great boobs.
Give me a break.
But it took her income tenfold.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
No, that video is the reason for her existence.
Exactly. She's gorgeous.
Have you seen her act?
No. But the thing is, she makes her money by the internet now.
She's a horrible
all
actress.
Over Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that. Not Facebook so much, but she makes her money just putting out hot pictures of herself, man. A lot of them.
Out of Missouri, you may remember the story of 44-year-old Amy Perino.
Does Ringo Starr still sing, I'm 16, you're 16,
yes.
You're beautiful in your mind? Of course he does.
Yes, he does.
And he's like 78.
Yes.
All right. It is what it is.
Yeah.
He should change it to you're 60.
Yeah, you're 60, you're beautiful. And
Benny
you're
Mardonis still sings Into the Night at his casino gig.
Yes.
And thinks nothing of it.
Gary Puckett, young girl, get out of my mind. My
Kiss
love for you is way out of line.
Kiss removed Christine 16 from their set list.
Did they really?
I don't know if that's the reason. I don't think Gene Simmons is going to care.
They wouldn't care.
Does Winger still, sings 17?
Of course I sing 17. Also, Motley Crue sings Girls, Girls, Girls when they play, and that's about strippers. I mean, it is what it is. I mean,
wow, that,
we're all for women. We're all for women. We obviously don't think you should abuse any woman.
Any person.
But I think Pharaoh
and women are included in as people.
Well, we just mentioned much more harsher lyrics than what that guy said.
Yeah, but Girls, Girls, Girls has no blatant underage woman reference.
No.
Right.
No. But either does I Know You Want It. Like I've said that to Craig and other women that wanted it. But make sure they want it when you say that.
See, and that's the thing.
That's the key.
Well, yeah. That's the thing. It's one thing if you're sure. It's another thing that he said. Some men will use that as a persuasive tactic.
Most men don't even know
that's just incorrect.
Most men don't even know that's lyrics in that song.
No.
And most men really aren't sure.
Yeah. Right.
I hope so.
I think most men don't use that line unless they know the answer.
Exactly. And sounds like something you say to your wife when you're screwing around. You know you want it. Yeah, right.
Well, again, he is saying that because some people use it incorrectly.
I think he took himself way too seriously there. So when I go see Pharrell Williams in concert, they won't play that song?
He won't, no.
Oh, darn it.
You're going to do that right after you watch the Bitcoin documentary.
Yeah.
Never.
Does the guy, the other guy that sang the song, is Alan Thicke sing that?
He's got nothing else.
No, yeah. Alan Thicke had a bunch of songs that people
Alan
loved.
Thicke had a massive heart attack.
That's right.
Yeah, Robin was the
I always like saying the wrong guy's name there. That's the best part.
Well, your dad made you watch that show all the time when you were a kid.
Right.
Out of Missouri, you may remember Columbia, Missouri. You may remember the story of 44-year-old Amy Perino. Police arrested Ms. Perino following a confrontation with her boyfriend in their home. The boyfriend told police that she had punched him and struck him with a variety of items, including a belt and a cell phone. The boyfriend also said that the, at this point, naked Amy Perino chased him around the residence, shoved him to the ground.
This is a party, man.
And then sat on him.
Oh. She's a biggin'? Well, he couldn't move, right? That's where it's leading.
Sat on him.
Oh, crap. Push this.
Ooh, no, it's not
on
good.
His head.
And she's naked.
Yeah.
And forced him.
And directed him.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. To feed.
To be. there you go.
Well, I know you want it. Look.
No, I don't. No, I won't.
If there's an upside here. If there's an upside here, from that
upside?
Vantage point, you can't see the mohawk or the neck tattoos.
What's your body type, though?
Stout.
Oh, really?
Stout.
So he can't get out.
The man told police
The
man told police that he was briefly unable to breathe.
This is his girlfriend, so he's been there before.
He was unable to breathe, and he said he was scared to death.
No, do it consensually.
He told Ms. Perino to leave him alone. He didn't want to do anything sexual to her, is what he said.
Whatever you do, don't chase me around and sit on me.
So now she's had to plead guilty to a felony assault charge. She's been sentenced to 5 years probation.
Is there meth involved here?
They dropped the felony sex assault charge against her.
Mohawk and tattoos, but she got a pretty face, puss, or not?
No.
Oh. You know, because, you know, the mohawk and tattoos, that might be sexy if she's a good-looking woman.
There's a few pictures you can find of her. The mug shot or the mohawk shot is among the worst. The better ones are only slightly better.
By stout, what do you mean?
Stout.
Yeah, she's a fire plug.
Okay. Well, you can't breathe stout, right?
You can't breathe stout.
Well, once again, they're boyfriend and girlfriend, so he's obviously been there before. So just consent to it.
He has obviously been unable to breathe before.
But he's a what? He got knocked down and... You couldn't fight that off?
It is kind of a grainy picture in the she kind of looks a little scabby.
There were some drugs involved here. There had to be.
Maybe at some point.
Well, when she starts chasing around naked. Right. Saying, "Yeah, do this."
You White guy?
Did you share it?
I think we shared it back when this originally happened,
okay.
But I'll repost it.
Yeah, do it. Repost that.
Please do.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure we did mention that early on. Amy Perino, Parrino.
Yeah, I got it here.
is the woman's name. She's now 44 years old.
That poor guy.
Are they still together?
No word on that. No word on that.
Remember that one time you sat on my face and had to go on probation for 5 years?
I love you. Let's tell the kids that story, honey. Remember that story? Tell the kids that story.
We'll laugh about this after a while.
Has that gotten up there yet?
What is a probation officer?
I'm working on it right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you're not forcing yourself on anybody's face in the last month? All right. I'll see you next month.
Good meeting.
Yeah.
All right. The pictures are on Twitter. You can hit it there, Tyler.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't want that. Yeah.
Even if she's chasing you around
naked? Was anything I said incorrect?
No.
No.
Yeah, no. But she's chasing you around naked.
No. That's why you run.
No way, Craig.
Yeah, a lot of it sounds fun.
Yeah, no. On that particular shot, I had to make sure that.
And by the way, she's got one of those mesh football shirts that says Buccaneers, not necessarily Tampa Bay, probably a high school team of some sort. And looks like she has shoulder pads on. She doesn't, but she's a broad woman.
Told you she was stout.
She's a linebacker.
Nah, D-line.
Yeah. And he has an I Can't Breathe t-shirt.
Well, they don't show the victim. You don't want that forcing you down.
No.
Yeah.
She looks like she had to get it done in a hurry to go lead her bike or motorcycle gig.
She looks like a complete dude. Zoom in on the face, you know.
There are other pictures of her that are slightly better.
Man, what does that mean?
Not much. Yeah. Just saying.
No bar.
Right?
Yeah. Woman club's boyfriend sits on his face. Oh, I can't read the rest of that. You can check it out on the... on our Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Also, you can check out Nick's Twitter at Nick's Allens. He's got no gig.
None.
But the podcast, Dope Podcast.
Yeah, that'll be up soon.
Eventually there with
the ramblings of Petey Mac and Richard Grease.
That's it. Nick. That's it.
Dope Jamie Rambling. Kennedy, is that tomorrow?
No, it's Friday.
No, it's Friday.
Okay.
Also, we had Dr. Mina on, too. So make sure you download the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com. And if you listen to Z92, our home station here in Omaha, we are on the HD2, Z92 HD2, the rest of the day.
You can listen to
24/7.
All over again.
Yeah.
Nice.
I recommend that. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.